She's been very fortunate.
Fortunate, but not out of the woods. Advanced lung cancer is notoriously hard to get rid of for good.
We can treat it, we can make it better, we can put it into remission, but the chance of cure, meaning it's going to go away and never come back again, is very small.
So every 3 weeks, Missy goes back into the clinic for maintenance chemotherapy, treatment that is key to keeping her cancer at bay.
The type of lung cancer that I have, it's not the kind that can be cured. So likely I'll be battling it for my life.
But while that battle goes on, Missy has begun to feel a bit more normal.
I wake up and if I can get a good deep breath, I'm just elated. I just thank God. I go, thank you for that breath.
Her energy level is improving, and she's even started to get back to her old lifestyle. Missy can enjoy being with her boys again and feel optimistic about the future.
I really felt when I got the diagnosis that I was just going to have maybe a couple months to live, and it's been a year and a half, so it's just been such a blessing.
This is still a disease that kills far too many patients, but it's getting better. We're getting drugs that are prolonging life and allowing patients to live many years with the disease, something that we couldn't have said even 10 years ago.
And the longer Missy goes without a recurrence of the cancer, the better her long-term outlook will be.
Even when we can't cure the disease, we can hold it in check so that it doesn't grow, it doesn't spread, and it doesn't kill the patient.
Indeed, recent research has found new targets for lung cancer, which have led to new therapies and new hope for people like Missy.
I try to be optimistic about the future. I've been blessed to have the treatments that have allowed me to live a year and a half after I thought I wasn't going to. And just the fact that I'm a survivor so far gives me hope.
Sometimes, the smallest cancer treatment offers the greatest promise. Just ask Dr. Keith Flaherty.
Any cancer patient, any cancer doctor considers it a miracle when a cancer disappears completely.
Dr. Flaherty has been looking for drugs that can make melanomas disappear for the last 10 years.
We've just always hit a ceiling in terms of efficacy that just keeps producing this type of low benefit rate. And we knew we needed a different approach to be able to try to crack that ceiling.
A new understanding in melanoma genetics provided a way for Flaherty to take that different approach.
We know that many melanomas are driven by an oncogene, a cancer gene called BRAF.
In 2002, researchers found that about 60% of melanomas contained a single mutation in that BRAF gene.
BRAF is a part of the signaling pathway inside the cell that stimulates cells to grow and divide.
When BRAF is mutated, the cells divide uncontrollably, leading to the growth and spread of melanoma.
Mutated enzymes like BRAF are basically clicked into the on position and are essentially locked in place in that way.
That discovery created a target for melanoma, BRAF, and gave scientists an incentive to try to hit it.
This was the first example of a drug engineered or designed to target the BRAF enzyme to bind to the enzyme and block its function. It essentially cements in place the enzyme in the off position.
When Dr. Flaherty and his colleagues began prescribing this BRAF inhibitor to melanoma patients, they saw amazing things.
We began to see results that really were totally unprecedented in melanoma, and we needed to sort of pinch ourselves and convince ourselves that it was quite real. We could see tumors shrinking within a week or two of starting treatment.
It was just the type of news Emily Black was desperate for. So she flew to Boston and went to Mass General, hoping to be enrolled in the second trial of this experimental drug.
I was pretty nervous because there just weren't any other options. You know, I put a lot of hope in this drug, and I was excited, I was nervous, I was just a ball of emotion. I just wanted to get started as soon as I could.
A tissue sample from Emily's tumor was analyzed in the lab. Fortunately, it tested positive for the BRAF mutation.
She kept pushing and was hoping, like many do, that science would catch up with her. And in that sense, her timing was impeccable.
The drug is taken orally.
And it's a pill, but it contains a chemical or a drug that's basically designed to float throughout the bloodstream and get into cells.
The more that I got to learn about this drug, this BRAF inhibitor, the more excited I got.
Emily returned home to Milwaukee to begin taking the BRAF inhibitor, hoping the drug would work wonders for her.
This was totally different than any drug I had ever experienced. Pills, first off, it doesn't get any easier than that. It was pretty remarkable. I couldn't believe it, that such an advanced drug was so easy to take.
Four pills in the morning, four in the afternoon. Within just 1 week, she saw encouraging signs.
The pain had disappeared, which in my mind, I mean, just such a relief. This has to be working.
And despite a few minor side effects, Emily felt a lot better. For the first time since her battle against melanoma began, she was optimistic about beating the disease.
The first scan that I had, I believe it was 3 weeks after I started, revealed that the tumor had shrunk by 50%.
The fact that it worked so quickly and the tumor in her leg shrunk so rapidly, it allowed the doctors to do the surgery to take the tumor out of the leg, which was causing her a lot of pain.
Great to see you. Come on in, have a seat. So you're feeling okay?
Yes, I'm feeling great.
That's fantastic.
Emily continued to see the doctors at Mass General. Flaherty's colleague, Dr. Donald Lawrence, was more than pleased with her progress.
Something quite amazing has occurred. Since the surgery to remove the tumor from her leg, there's been absolutely no sign of any growth of the melanoma anywhere in her body. So it's not only that her CAT scans look better, but she really is regaining her life.
As of August 2010, the only cancer left in her body consisted of small lesions in her lung. So Emily was declared stable, not in remission, but feeling great and hopeful.
The science just blows my mind. It's just like a breath of fresh air to have a drug that works so effectively in such a short amount of time.
Emily isn't alone.
Look at us.
Many of the other patients who took the BRAF inhibitor benefited from this targeted therapy.
What this trial has shown us, at least in melanoma, is that we have a foot in the door. We can reliably cause tumor shrinkage and have patients feeling better in a very short period of time.
The results of the trials have created excitement and a sense of optimism among doctors who treat melanoma.
These new drugs give us a lot of hope that melanoma patients in the future will benefit from targeted therapy, just as we've seen in diseases like breast cancer, lung cancer, and colorectal cancer.
Right now, I feel good. My energy is coming back. I'm just really thankful right now to be in this place that I am.
Thanks for coming and being part of this. It's definitely a miracle. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just done so much for her and for us. And we're thankful for every day that we have.
Emily's story serves as a shining example of the promise personalized medicine holds for cancer therapy.
I'm optimistic for what my future is. I just feel very confident that I'm going to make it through.
As for Dr. Flaherty, his work embodies the direction cancer therapy is going. Researchers are using a new understanding of what drives cancer and are creating novel ways of trying to stop it.
Is BRAF targeted therapy a miracle? I'd say it's a miracle in that it shows now how we are able to turn science into treatment in a rather compressed period of time. It really is a game changer in terms of the confidence with which a patient and doctor engage treatment.
Turning science into treatment. In cancer care, it's happening at an incredible pace. For patients, it might be hard to keep up with all the recent developments.
Many people aren't aware of the advances that are made in cancer.
Diane Blum is CEO of the Lymphoma Research Foundation and has been a patient advocate for some 30 years.
In many cancer diagnoses, we have the best treatment we've ever had. Unfortunately, it's not uniform and it's not predictable for all people.
So Blum says it's critical for cancer patients to arm themselves with knowledge.
It might not be totally fair, I guess is the word, that when you're diagnosed with cancer, you have to do your homework, that shouldn't somebody else be worrying about this, but it's really crucial.
She advises people who are newly diagnosed to sit down and write a list of questions to ask their doctor. First and foremost, what are my treatment options? And what diagnostic tests can be done to reveal biomarkers and potential therapies?
It really and truly can make a difference because a lot of these kinds of tests that are available to people now have to be done up front.
Another important thing, asking the doctor about clinical trials.
It's the only way we can build on our current standard treatment with all these new therapies and new diagnostics that are coming along to make sure that we're giving the right treatment to the right patient at the right time.
Above all, experts urge patients to play an active role in their treatment and become a partner in the decision-making process.
People who participate actively in their care often have the best quality of life, often are the most satisfied with their care, and hopefully that also leads to better outcomes for them as well.
The bottom line, many cancer patients today have more options and opportunities to help them beat their disease than ever before.
We're increasingly giving better therapy, getting better results for our patients, and having patients who have the hope that they can live their life in a more normal way on a longer period of time or even be cured.
It really is a new era for personalized medicine in cancer care. The landscape is shifting, and it is very much a time for hope.
As we learn more about what drives an individual's cancers, we're going to see a progressive improvement in terms of our ability to interfere with the growth of those cancers. This is going to occur for cancer after cancer and for individual after individual as we go forward.
My advice to people battling cancer is just keep fighting, tell yourself you can make it, keep going, and don't listen to the statistics.
As scary as it is, it's not the end. Cancer doesn't always mean death. I think the therapies absolutely saved my life.